Simen Tzabihei Sifhei. Ein menichin kli sheyesh by kutach, etzel kli sheyesh by melach. One shouldn't place an open container that has in it kutach, which is a milchiga dip, next to an open container of salt. But you can place the open container of kutach next to an open container of vinegar. Okay, so what's the, what are we discussing over here? What's the issue? The issue is that a person, if they place their open container of kutach, it might, some of it might spill. The counter might get knocked into or something, and some of it might spritz from one container to the next. So you might have some of the kutach spritzing on top of the salt or on top of the chaimetz, on top of the vinegar. If it falls on top of the vinegar, since vinegar is a liquid, it will get absorbed into it and it will disintegrate. It will fall apart and get spread apart across the vinegar. It will become this battle. So it's not really a concern that if I place kutach next to vinegar, even if a little bit fell in from the kutach into the vinegar, we're not concerned because it would become bottled in the vinegar. The vinegar is still pariv, and therefore there's no problem. If I now decide to use some of this vinegar with in my fleishiga soup, so that's not a problem. It already was bottled. So the little bit of milchig that's now in the vinegar is bottled. I add it to my soup. It's not a problem. So there's no concern. Therefore, l'chatchila, I'm allowed to place it. However, if I place it next to my salt, what happens if a little bit of kutach is, again, it's like a dip. It has a little bit of thickness to it. If it spritzes onto the salt, it'll just sit there. It's not going to become this battle. Now, if I take that salt and I try and I use it to be my leach, my basar, to salt my meat, I'm going to be salting a piece of kutach onto my meat. And I'm going to aser that piece of meat. So, since salt is not mevatel the kutach, it's just going to sit there, it's a concern. And a person might not be careful either, because since it's just salt, there's no meat over here at this time, a person will say, you know, there's nothing fleishigs over here, just salt. Why do I have to be so careful? I might not use this salt for meat. I might end up using the salt in my fish or my something else. So therefore the Shulchan Aruch says that one may not place salt next to kutach or kutach next to salt because of this concern. Because since it won't become this battle and a person will not be careful, so therefore it can come to a big problem of basa b'chalav. However, next to vinegar, where even though I won't be careful because it's only vinegar, I'll say, still, since it will for sure become bottled if it gets mixed in, therefore it's not a concern. Says the Rama, v'davke makelim agulim. However, of course, this is only if the containers are open. If the containers are closed, so there's no issue. If someone bangs into the counter, nothing will happen. Nothing will spritz from one container into the next. Okay, v'afilu hachi, says the Rama, imavar v'nasnan biyachad. If one did place their kutach next to their salt, still it's mutter v'loy cheshin and shemanafal ala melech. It will be mutter b'dievid, and we are not chayshish. We're not machzik iser misafik. So since the salt was pariv to begin with, I placed the kutach next to it, I removed the kutach. As long as I don't see any kutach on the salt, I do not have to be chayshish. I don't have to be afraid that maybe some of it spritzed and I don't notice it. It's fine. Okay, sivvav. Mutter litein b'toich teva kad shel basar etzel kad shel chalav. I can place into a box a jar of meat next to a jar of milk. So for instance, in my refrigerator, I can place a pot of meat and a pot of milk, and I can place them right next to each other. And even if they're both open, if they're both closed, of course there's nothing to talk about, it's mutter, but even if they're both open, because since I know I'm placing milk next to meat, I will be extra careful. And I know that since even if a little bit spritzes, I'm going to have milk in my meat or meat in my milk. So therefore, a person is very careful when they place it next to it that nothing should spritz. The Rama says, "Haga v'yesh machmir lechatchila." However, it is proper to be machmir in such a case. The machmir lechatchila, the toiv lizer lechatchila, machmir shein tzarich. And therefore, one should be careful. Unless there's a tzarich, one should bedafka not place their meat next, a pot of meat next to the pot of milk, unless they're covered. If you cover them, then there's no concern. But if you leave them uncovered, then you should be careful not to place meat next to milk. So if, or if you're going to place them underneath each other, if it could spill from one into the next. So you should have separate areas where you keep your fleishiga pots and where you keep your milchiga pots. Or you should make sure to keep them covered in the fridge, and then you won't have an issue. Okay, Siv Zayin. Melach ha-nitun b'kayre shal basar mutal litnai b'cholov. The Mechaber says if you have salt in a fleishiga plate, you can put it together with milk. You can take salt out of your fleishiga container, and you can eat it together with milchigs. Okay, the salt, even though salt is a davar charif, and we don't even say, Leshach points out, we don't even say by a davar charif that the tam that comes out from it is a napar nat. We'll see more of it in the next simon. But rather we say that when I have a davar charif, it takes out a full tam from the kli. So really, if the salt took out tam from the kli, it should be considered like fleishigs. It shouldn't be considered even a naparnat of fleishigs. It would be a full tam of fleishigs. And yet, I could take the salt and place it into milchigs. The reason being that it doesn't take out any tam. The rule is, ein malicha lekelim lahaflit. That salt is not maflit any tam from a kli. If I salt a kli, nothing happens. It doesn't draw out any tam. Therefore, the salt remains pariv, and I can take it and place it into my milchiga food, and it's not an issue. The Rama though says, "V'hamachmir gam bezeh tavel of bracha ki yesh machmirim lechatchila." The one who is machmir even with this, not to take salt from a fleishiga kli and place it into their milchigs, even such a thing is tavel of bracha if someone's machmir, because there are those who are machmir on this lechatchila as well. The Taz is bothered that this halacha comes from Taisvis, and Taisvis says over here about those who take the salt from the fleishiga kli and place it into the milchiga kli. Taisa says that this is meisim b'chol yoim. This is everyday occurrence that people do this. They take the salt from the fleishiga kli and they place it into their, and they eat it together with milchigs. So how could it be that there's a tavol of bracha that we're saying that it's proper to be machmer, and that those who are machmer, it's tavol of bracha, if it's meisim b'chol yoim that people don't do this? Says the Taz, those who Taisus brings from Maisim B'Chayim, they're not bringing it from Amaratzim, we're bringing it from Tamil Chacham, from Yireim, from people who it's roy to copy their Hanhagas. And still we see that they are Maisim B'Chayim by such people that they place the salt into their fleishiga plates and then they take it and they eat it with milchigs. So says the Taz, obviously that can't be what Taisus is referring to. When he says at the end of Taisus says that it's toiv lahachmir lechatchila. He says he's referring to a different case, a case of gvinas, of tfusei gvinas, of molds that are used to hold cheese. It's a whole different halacha over there. That's there. There's a makom to be machmir lechatchila, but not by salt placed into a fleishiga kli. However, the Shach disagrees, in the Kursa Kesef, he argues with the Taz, and says, no, you could say it, you could say that even though the Iker Halacha is that way, and there's nothing wrong with a person who is Mekel, and they take the salt from the Fleishka Kli and place it into their, and eat it with their milchigs, still you could say that those who want to be Machmir, Tavol of Bracha, and there's no Stira. Not like the Taz says, how could it be? Rei Shemayim are doing this, and you're saying that they're not interested in bracha. The Shach says, yeah, no, that's not a question. It's a higher. This is even a higher madrega than it's not like a lechatchila and a bidyevid. Even lechatchila one could place the salt into the fleishiga kli and eat it with milchigs. But because there is an opinion out there that's machmir, and if a person wants to be chayshish for that opinion, tavol of bracha. Therefore, it's like a higher level. This is not something that one is required to do, but if one wants to, they are allowed to be machmir for this opinion. So that's the idea over here. That salt placed in a fleishiga kli, even though really mikra din we hold it does not draw out any bliya from the kli, still if one wants to be machmir, not to use it with milchigs, they have the right to do so. Now the truth is, the marshal brings that today the minig is to have separate containers for fleishig salt, for milchig salt, like we do, because But a person will touch the salt during the meal, he'll touch it with his hands, he'll touch the kli, he'll touch... So, you know, the kli will end up getting dirty, and the salt will end up getting mamashas of fleishigs or milchigs in it. Therefore, lemaisa, for other reasons, it's not kedai to have, to take salt from your fleishig or kli and move it with your milchigs. So, lemaisa, one should be machmer and have separate containers, for salt, for fleishigs and for milchigs. And even to place salt in a fleishig or kli, the Shach says one should be careful not to do so, lemaisa, because there could be be'en of fleishig stuck onto the sides of the kli. Okay, but if one knows that the kli was clean, if one knows that the container was clean, really mikra din, there's no problem in using it with milchigs. However, it would be a tavaloy of bracha, it would be a hider to be machmer not to use it with milchigs.